Wall Street calls 911, gets put on hold. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Congress is debating the Wall Street rescue plan, but we know how this will go. If Congress dawdles and the market free falls or a big bank fails, the headline will be, Wall Street calls 911, gets put on hold. And that's not going to happen. A listener reminded me that back in 2004, a certain Mr. Bin Laden released a tape in which he said Al-Qaeda's goal was bleeding America to the point of bankruptcy, Allah willing. Well, he can relax now. It turns out the most effective way to bring a superpower to its knees is missed balloon payments. There have been all sorts of metaphors for what's happening. The financial system has clogged arteries. It'll face a heart attack if we don't do something. But Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke pretty much ensured that Congress would act to give the Treasury Secretary the extraordinary powers he wants when he said this.
I believe if the credit markets are not functioning, that jobs will be lost, the unemployment rate will rise, more houses will be foreclosed upon, GDP will contract.
Those are the magic words. GDP will contract. He didn't put a number on it, but with the job losses we're already seeing, further shrinkage of the economy is something no politician can tolerate. The definition of a depression is when GDP contracts by more than 10%. That hasn't happened since 1937, when it declined 18.2%. 1929? In 1929, it declined 33%. And just as every man over 50 heads to the emergency room when he feels his heart racing, Congress is not going to wait for the chest pains. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.